Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Yep, and today we speak to someone who's in the transport and logistics space, right? Phokela Mametja. He's the founder of Phokela Tours Bus and Coach Hire, a bus company serving Johannesburg and surrounding areas, to give us some insight into operations in his business and, of course, what the market and environment has been like, because we're well aware we've seen big companies like Greyhound crumble under pressure because of a lack of travel and tourism activity and travel restrictions that were implemented last year. And this time around, for an entrepreneur who is serving a specific market, we're joined by Phokela Mametja. Phokela, welcome to the show.
Good evening to you and to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Indeed, we're quite excited to speak to you this evening because you run a bus and shuttle services company. It started back in 2007, and you've been managing to stay afloat even despite the pandemic. I think help us understand firstly who Phokela Tours Bus and Shuttle Services is and how you've been able to sustain your business even during the lockdown.
Okay, my name is Phokela Mametja. I lost my job in 2008, and then I started my company in 2009. I saw the gap in the industry to start a luxury coach company that will offer quality, comfort, and value for money. We are a bus company. We are based in Olifantsfontein. We offer super lux coaches. We offer semi-lux buses, and we also do private hire.
Okay, and I guess it's quite a competitive space to be in, right? Because there are other competing companies, especially during the height travel and tourism in South Africa pre-pandemic. How have business dynamics changed? Because lockdown in, yo, I would put it a sharp
No, lockdown has been very, 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 very hard to everyone, especially Rona in the bus industry, because we actually in the tourism industry, we are the most hardest hit. So what we've been doing, car pandemic, we've been doing scholar transport. We also did staff transport, like we collect people after they've done their shifts late in the evening just to sustain our business.
And then lockdown hit, and what happened? How have you survived?
We survived by doing scholar transport, and because most of our employees, we had about 34 drivers, so we had to retrench some of the drivers, and then now we are only left with 22 drivers. Mm. But we are hanging there. It's tough, but we are trying. We are trying to get bit by bit. We are picking up.
And tell us what the ongoing concerns are. Is it that there's still not enough long-distance tours? Companies are not employing as many staff? How have you had to adapt? I guess take us inside your business to really understand what you've had to change in order to survive.
What we did, because most we rely on, because we actually do private hire, so we rely on tourists that are coming into the country, like people that are visiting game lodges, people going to Sun City. We also rely on government events, like functions, people that are going to events. So it's really tough, but we are trying, and then because we also get private people like schools that are renting buses. We also advertise on social media. Also word of mouth, it also helps us, and then to market the business. Because we also have an office in Durban, so sometimes we get people that are traveling from Durban coming this side, and then they can always refer that, you know, there's this bus company that we've used. And then that's how we get our clients.
I'm keen to understand, are there still opportunities for growth? I mentioned Greyhound at the beginning of this conversation, and we're aware that they had auctioned some of their assets. With the big players, I guess, coming under pressure, does this provide new opportunities for growth for you and your business?
It provides us an opportunity, but, you know, there are lots of bus companies out there. So, you know, we can stand in the same street and selling the same thing, but you need to differ. The service that we provide, it also differs, because what we do mainly private hire. So we don't do routes. So what we normally do in our coaches, we provide snacks, we provide water bottles. I think that's what differentiates us from our competitors.
And let's talk about that opportunity for growth. We're well aware that things might take a while to change before the tourism industry opens up. But where are you finding new sweet spots or areas of growth for your business?
We market our business, and then because we also try and then new other opportunities, because we don't actually put our eggs in in one basket. We try for other avenues. We try other provinces. We try like marketing, going to other, for instance, like we tour operators like from other countries. For an example, we've got tour operators that we are working with, Tanzania, Botswana, Zimbabwe, like even in Australia. So we are there. First point of contact when they come to South Africa, they know that, you know, there's Pokela in South Africa that we can use.
And I guess just to close off with, there might be many more entrepreneurs who might be saying, oh man, we want to get into the transport environment as well. What would your, I guess, words of encouragement or support or lessons that you can share with entrepreneurs who are also in the same space that you are in?
Okay, the transport industry is very difficult, and then especially with this fighting of roads and, you know, fighting of roads with taxis, and it's very, very, very difficult. You need to be very, 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 very patient. And the other thing, you need to have love. Like, you need to like what you are doing. I've been always liked the transport industry. You need to be passionate. You cannot sell something that you don't eat or something that you don't like.
That's true.
And then the other thing, the other difficulties, especially like myself as a person living with a disability, with all these stereotypes and people judging you, it's another thing that also makes it very, very, very difficult.
Very true. So managing those stereotypes. But like you say, we need to learn to accept each other's differences, right? It doesn't hinder you from the business opportunities that actually exist. Abud Pokela, we appreciate your time this evening and really look forward to touching base with you on the growth that you've established in your business and more insight that we want to unpack. But we appreciate your time this evening and thank you for the contribution to the show. That was our guest, Pokela Mameja. He is the founder of Pokela Tours Bus and Coach Hire, a bus company serving Johannesburg and surrounding areas. And he's joined us as our Ekasi Economics guest this evening.
Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.